Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a passage from the Bible in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like you're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. Today we read Leviticus 13, Psalm 15 and 16, and Proverbs 27, as well as 2 Thessalonians 1. In the past couple of years, you guys, I've been launching this network, the Unshackled Network, and I've enjoyed deeply something that I'd only tasted in prior seasons of life, this rich sense of family. In the network, we've been intentional about saying things like, we are not like family, we are family. Everything we do points to and is based on the truth that we need each other in order to successfully navigate life. In today's reading, I couldn't help but see so many reminders of that same reality throughout the text, specifically looking at Proverbs 27. There's a strong thread of the importance of relationships being for strengthening and supporting one another. Today, let's let the Lord illuminate our next step in developing healthier and deeper relationships within our spiritual family as we commit to one another. So the text today calls us back to this concept from Proverbs 18, and to live life as the type of friends that stick closer than a brother, as we see what commitment to one another looks like and its effect up close and personal. So here's the main idea today. Kingdom relationships sharpen one another. This point is one made easily from Proverbs, as it is so heavily stated that one would need to almost be working really hard to miss it, in my opinion. Verse 5 says, better is open rebuke than hidden love. How can it be that rebuke is better than love? Because it's that rebuke that helps us to recognize our faults, our flaws, our sin, and repent and become more like Jesus. That rebuke is like a workout for the soul. We need it to grow. A Christian who is never rebuked is one whose growth will be stunted. This is put up against one who has such wonderfully encouraging things to say, right? But never shares them. It's not that we don't need kingdom relationships marked by compassion, absolutely. But if that compassion is never expressed, it's of little value. Verse 6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, and profuse are the kisses of an enemy. This verse acts as a deepening and a continuation of the concept in the verse prior, now pointing us to a clearer understanding of the need for quote-unquote wounds, wherein that truth can cut us. But we need it, and it reminds us that this is what friends, real friends, kingdom relationships must do. It also juxtaposes that with the concern we should have when we all receive only kisses and flowery love. Many an enemy betray with a kiss. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Judas. Let's keep it real. Verse 9 continues, however, to build on this theme of the impact of loving and honest truth in our relationships. It says, oil and perfume make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel. The path towards a truly sweet life in kingdom relationships goes through earnest conversations. Just think for a minute. The relationships that are the most dear to you are the ones that you don't feel the need to hold back the truth, or the ones that you can be honest in. Why? Because you all know you love each other so much so that you do not fear loss of relationship based on hard truths shared. That's the commitment needed in kingdom relationships. Verse 10 reminds us that this can be more true of those relationships we choose over those that we are born into. Verse 10 says, better is a neighbor who is near than a brother who is far away. This is yet again pointing us to the friend who sticks closer than a brother. That is what a kingdom relationship is. And it's finally summed up in verse 17. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Kingdom relationships sharpen one another. This world is often a battlefield, and we need to have each other's back. Challenging one another toward obedience and Christ-likeness is just what we need from our kingdom brothers and sisters, and that's why finding a family of believers to do life with is so important. You will notice I didn't say going to church. We are the church. Resolving the issue of a lack of fellowship can absolutely happen by attending a local church location. But that is not the killer application. The winning piece is committing to a people, which can happen within a local church or within a home or within your neighborhood, but you need to find a people and commit to them. That means going to a new level in relationship, inviting people into your story, trusting some folks enough to allow them to challenge and rebuke you. This is what I believe most Christians are missing. So what Jesus followers in your life have you given permission to call you out and sharpen you? Just remember, it often still feels like a wound, but it's that wound that you so desperately need so that you are shaped and molded by God into the image of Jesus. Let me pray for God's help for us as we invest in kingdom relationships. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you give us the means by which we can encourage our brothers and sisters, and through your Holy Spirit be used to minister to them, not only through loving words of compassion, but through challenging words of rebuke, Lord God. And I pray that you would help us when we are not committed to fellowship. Seek that out. Seek it out like we desperately need it, because we do, Lord God. I thank you that you don't leave us to do this life alone, but you not only give us your Spirit, but you give us a family, and it's called the church. Help us to commit to the church and to be sharpened by the church and to sharpen those within the church. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that's another episode on the podcast here. Head to 5bythefire.org and leave a comment, subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.